Now, just trying to catch my breath. What a match. And I was only in the commentary box. What was it like to play in that epic victory?
It was crazy. I suppose first time it was Olgador, then I suppose next time was Ardrahan, and we slowly came back into it. But in fairness, Ardrahan, I suppose Gidor, the two teams just went at it, Brendan. Open football, kicking the ball, and that's what you want to do. Plenty of scores, and this is a good purist game or a neutral game. These boys, I say, had a good laugh up in the press box, but no, that's what you want to do, Brendan. Go out and play football. A good day as well, it was a good dry pitch, like, so football was played there today.
Yeah, five goals in the opening 16 minutes. I was just thinking back to your last two games there, 9 points against Dunlow, 10 points in the second year against Dunlow, and today, you know, 5-14, you almost got to the 30-point mark. I mean, talk about a turnaround. It must have been very enjoyable to play in that type of game.
It was, and I said that there, our draw, they went man-to-man, so we left the space inside, and we done vice versa, and space in behind us. But, no, I think we just knew, Brendan, that there was one day it was going to click against Dunlow. We had two goal chances. We just didn't finish them. Like, and today we got the chances and buried them. Like, so we just knew one day it was going to click, and hopefully now that's the start of something. Hopefully now we can get goals in the semi-final, because you're going to need goals now against the three teams that are going to be left. So hopefully that's kind of puts us now in the right stead for the next week.
Yeah, conceding 3-11 now, was that a worry also, or was it just a case that you knew you would have the forward power to outscore Ardrahan, particularly with the breeze that you would have in the second half?
I think we gave away the ball cheaply. After that start we got, we kind of forced it too much, and then we just left that big space for CGN, and we knew that was going to come, and I suppose three balls in, three goals, and that's what happened. But no, we just knew then, just take control of the game. We got in half time, 2 points, and then we just knew that bit of breeze, Brendan, we were just going to be able to pick them off up there at the end there.
Yeah, but good signs, and they'll encourage the signs for the team going into the semi-final. We have McCools already through, St Union's already through, and as we're speaking here now, it looks like Niamh Connell are really in control of their tie with Kilcare. But you're in there, and you'll be a match for the Niamh side.
Yeah, and that's what you have to believe, Brennan, that every year when you start out the years, Dr Maguire's the aim. I suppose we have a whole new team with the young fellas coming in, just getting them boys to believe that they're good enough at this level, and I think they showed there today. I'm not too sure who scored the goals, but I know McIntyre got one of them. Cahal de Burke got another one, like, and they're two young lads that came in this year and really put their step forward, and Stephen Donna there in Brathna. So it's a whole new team, Brennan. They won the 21 championship last year, so hopefully that gives them a bit of belief that they're good enough at this level. And as I says, we're going to need the whole panel for the last four.
And Neil Kerr's coming striding past here. I don't know, will they make it for the semi-final?
I don't think any man knows that. What's going on there?
Late fitness test for him. I have to ask you just about one moment in the game. You blocked down Eamon McGee. Did he decide he was going for a score, and that fisted point was his range?
Eamon didn't give me a ball there at the start of the game, so that was my come back at him. No, I suppose I tried to get him come off Ethan, and Eamon just didn't see me, and I tried to duck and sure smack me then, and I think we can laugh at it now, we got through, but I think if that was the going for a winner, I don't think we'd be laughing about it.